KTCK Dallas-Fort Worth, KTBK Sherman-Denison, KTDK Sanger. Miller Lite, a proud sponsor of Hummer Ticket Stock 2004, February 20th through the 22nd, on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket.
254 on Sports Radio 1310, The Ticket. Rich Phillips and Kevin Scott, The Throwdown. We're about done for today. We will be back with you tomorrow from 12 until 6 for Ticket Sports Saturday, so please join us for that. Talking NBA All-Star Game, NASCAR as well. We've got the big Daytona 500 this weekend, so join us from noon to 6 tomorrow for Ticket Sports Saturday. Right now it's time for us to check in with the boys from the hard line, the Hammer and the Rhines, out at Cape Buffalo in Addison today. Hello, boys.
Greetings.
How are you?
Fine.
Okay. You already disinterested?
No, just waiting on you. Waiting on you to lead us somewhere, Rich.
Well, we don't have why today doesn't suck for today, because Bad Radio kept that as their property.
They did.
At 11:50, we already had that. And besides, I got to get out of here in a minute anyway, because I have the all-important meeting today of the 3-year-old and the 3-day-old.
Well, what's that going to be?
Well, I don't know.
That should be.
I have to go pick up my son today, and then we're taking him to the hospital to meet our new baby for the first time, and that could be dicey.
Wow. That could be.
Could be.
Looking forward to it?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Now, when does the new youngster get to come home?
Sunday, when mom comes home.
She had a C-section.
She had the big surgery, so, yeah. So it's like a 5-day stay.
So have you been taking care of Sam yourself?
No, actually, he's been with my sister-in-law, because I've had to work, so nothing I can do. I can't bring him up here at 4 a.m., I don't think, to do tickers.
Why not?
Well, I don't think that would work too well. Take your son to work day.
Come on.
Yeah, you guys haven't met my 3-year-old to see how insane he is.
I've met him.
He's insane, isn't he?
He's insane, yeah. But he'd keep you awake.
Yeah, he would do that.
Stick him in there with Fernando and Jer.
Yeah, stick him in there with Fernando. I'll guarantee he'll fall asleep.
Boy, he'd enjoy it. Fernando would enjoy that.
Teach him the phrase, Jer. Pop on Jer. He'll say it every 5 seconds.
Right.
Jer.
By the way, Dick Hicks, you received a compliment this morning.
I did?
Yeah.
From?
The squid.
And that was?
We were on the way to school, and I guess she heard a particularly well-executed ticket ticker. And she said to me, boy, he's good, isn't he?
Wow.
And of course, you
And I said to her, no, not really.
Thanks. Well, tell the squid, thank you very much. That's high praise coming from her.
I need to issue an apology.
Okay?
To
all your fans out there?
I need to apologize to all my fans out there. You're going to play that. You're so predictable, psycho.
So on the money.
To Joe Lecce.
He's already left, by the way. He quit the show.
Well, hopefully he's in his car listening.
Does this have anything to do with what we were watching through the window when you grabbed him by his lapels and shoved him back into the wall?
Didn't do that. Didn't do that at all.
Well, what was that all about then?
It was nothing at all. I've never had any crosswords with Joe Lecce. No. He's a good guy. But I asked him if I could borrow his sports page to look at something. And I accidentally stuck it with all my stuff, so I stole all of his sports pages. Not one, but all of them. His USA Today, his Morning News, his Fort Worth Star-Telegram. So I'm sorry I stole your sports page.
Well, how much use for those can Joe Lecce really have, though?
It doesn't matter if he has any use for them or not. They belong to him.
He has lots of use for them.
No, he doesn't. Did you guys hear him?
Hard for us
did
today.
You guys hear him talking about his baseball card collection?
No.
He said he has a room in his house dedicated to his collectibles. 100,000 baseball cards.
Really?
And he said he used to catalog them and have a system, but after a while it got so overwhelming. At some point he's going to have to get rid of them or do something with them. How long do you think it'd take to go through all those? If you wanted to go through and decide which ones you wanted to keep and which ones you wanted to sell.
I can't imagine that, because when I was a kid, one time I had 12,000. And I did have legitimately 12,000, because I counted them all.
Gosh.
I had 12 stacks of 1,000. And that was ridiculous how much that was.
You need to start selling them, man. That's money.
That's what I said. I don't think it'd be a bad idea to just throw caution to the wind and bring somebody into deals on those things. Say, look, man, here's all these. Name me a price. Let's negotiate. And then take the money and buy some other collectibles that you really like.
Maybe he likes that. Maybe that's what he wants to.
He's just got them piled up in a room.
He doesn't even know what's in there, really. I'm sure he'd love some, see what the heck is in there, but it take you...
Well, if he brings in a guy, the guy's going to see something good and try to dupe him out of it.
Well, it's a chance you take. That's why you raise the price real high.
Greco's got a room in his house that's just dedicated to Playboys stacked high, right?
No, I do not.
You don't? Hello?
Hello.
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 Snake?
Yeah.
Coda?
Yeah, what are y'all doing?
We're doing nothing
can't
right
see,
now.
Can't seem to get to work on time, can you?
What time's your
I'm
show start?
Almost there.
Well, that's, almost is not here.
No, that's on the phone, man.
You tollway in Forest Lane right now?
Spring Valley.
That's closer.
Yeah.
That's good, Cobra. You're making good progress.
Thank you.
Keep
Thank
it up.
You. Continue on. I was just listening.
Well, then why did you call in?
To listen. I couldn't hear on my regular radio.
Well, tune it over to 104.1.
I've got a shortwave.
Hmm.
Well, you had a kid, huh?
Yes, I did, Corby.
Congratulations.
Thank you.
Now
what's this one's name? The person was named Cletus, and this is who?
There's no one named Cletus in my family, sir.
He had to change the name.
Did no such thing. His name was Samuel all along.
It was Cletus, and then your wife made you change it to Sam, which I applaud her, because Cletus is it's a little white trash, Rich.
Oh yeah, God. It is. That's why he was never named Cletus.
Well, I thought that was memorialized or accented in song.
Well, it was, which is ridiculous.
And if it is, then it must be so,
well,
right?
Well, no, it must not be so. And the new son's name is Barrett.
Oh, because we were different.
Oh, dear.
Did we?
Yeah.
Did we have a song already?
No. Well, yeah, kind of.
Well, the baby was born last Thursday. He was a tiny little fetus.
This is the old song.
He popped
right
out of the womb, smoking a cigarette. His daddy said, let's call him Cletus.
See? Right there. You call
Cletus.
Him Cletus.
Oh,
I didn't do any such thing.
And nurture him.
Well, what's the new song?
It's named after your son.
Well, what is this alleged name of my son that you have?
Well, you told me. You ought to know it.
Well, his name is Barrett. That's what I just told you.
No, Barrett's his middle name.
Well, no, I heard it was going to be something else. Yeah.
What did you hear it was going to be, Rhines?
Probably the same thing Cobra did.
I don't know if this
Can't
is right.
Can't you guys think of a white trash name faster than this?
I heard Cleophas. Is that not right?
No.
No, you told me the day before he was born that y'all were going to name him Slim.
Slim?
Now, I heard Clem.
Oh, Clem?
Yeah, I heard it was going to be Cletus and Clem.
That is so stupid. That is so stupid.
Why is it stupid?
Because I would not name my child either one of those names. Nobody would.
Wouldn't you?
No. His name is Barrett. And I'm sticking by it.
Barrett. Middays with Barrett.
Yeah. Sorry about the song.
Barrett.
Oh, dear. On the ticket?
Yay.
All right, what you got on the hard line today?
Stuff. More on Joe Lecce's baseball cards.
All right, very good. Y'all ready to start your show on time for a change?
No.
No, we're not.
Oh, well.
We got to go till at least 12.
Well, y'all have to go without me, man, because
where are you
go.
Going?
I got to go pick up my son.
Which one? You know
what, my 3-year-old.
Five
Sam.
Minutes is not going to make that big a difference.
Yeah, it is.
Where do you have to pick him up at?
My in-laws are bringing him to meet me at the house.
Is he at smoking practice?
No. Why would he be at smoking practice?
Hey, here's another thing, Dick Hicks.
Yeah, why would he have to go to practice? His dad can teach him that.
No, I can't because I don't smoke.
I thought you quit smoking.
Yes.
But then a minute ago you were talking about flicking ashes out the window and then blowing back on you.
Well, I do have a little experience with it since I smoked for more than a decade, Grego.
Oh,
I haven't forgotten how it happens.
But the way you were telling that story, it's like that you did it this morning.
No, well, I didn't do it this morning since I quit smoking on June 8th.
Let me tell you this.
I've had one cigarette since June 8th.
I have. I haven't had one cigarette since sometime in October, though.
You have not smoked a cigarette in the year 2004.
That is correct.
So now let me get this straight. You quit smoking on June 8th.
That is
However,
correct.
There were a few times when you fell off the wagon.
Yep. About
so then you
a
didn't
total of five or six cigarettes I had.
When's the last time you smoked?
Sometime in October.
That's when you quit. Don't
well,
quit, you quit using the June 8th. That
well, the reason I use the June 8th is because I haven't bought any cigarettes since then. Would you steal them? I've smoked six from Donnie Baseball.
You know, a guy could found them somewhere.
Donnie Baseball is where I found them from.
A guy could be a heroin addict, not buying any heroin, but if he's shooting up every day, that's his day.
Well, one way or the other, I've quit smoking.
I did find it a little odd too, Rich. I do think that you did try to quit, but one day I was driving and I was on the corner of Greenville and Mockingbird and they were doing some road work and you were rolling around in the tar. And I don't know if that signaled maybe something as long as a relapse or what.
That is the dumbest thing I've ever heard you say.
No, I think that signaled further cravings is what it did.
Huh. Okay, well, I didn't know.
I have no cravings to smoke.
None whatsoever.
Not even when you were waiting for your new son to be born?
You weren't
stressed out? You didn't want to go outside and have a smoke?
Nope.
Uh-uh. So when you're around somebody and they're smoking and they light up a brand new one, and boy, you start checking that out, you just turn away from it, huh?
Yeah, it really doesn't bother me. As a matter of fact, lately, you know, like when we're leaving a restaurant and you walk by the smoking section, I find it disgusting because of the smell coming from that room.
What about when you're watching NASCAR? Surely you get the craving then.
Well, I don't know. We haven't had NASCAR in a while. I'll let you know Sunday after the Daytona 500, but I'm pretty sure I won't want one.
Good thing it's the Nextel NASCAR Cup instead of the Winston Cup.
Right.
You know, Rich, you should really take it up again.
Why?
You were more useful.
That was your identity.
Well, sorry, dude.
You were a lot more useful when you smoke.
I ain't going to do it, man.
I mean, what's going to happen when you come out on the ice at Charity Challenge this year and you don't have a cigarette in your mouth?
Too bad. I'll skate out with a beer. Is that okay?
No, you really need the cigarette.
Is that all I had to my game, Grego, was smoking?
Yep. On the way home to pick up Sam, stop and get some Marlboro Reds.
Since I have no game, I guess I need to go ahead and leave then. See ya.
Why are you leaving?
My show's over. See ya.
Your show's over when the ticker starts.
Yeah.
We're on a little bit of a different clock. When we get to the 3 o'clock.
Yeah, there's a little window in there that is built into the clock.
He's really leaving.
That is generally understood.
You know, they sell cigarettes like till midnight, don't they?
You can get them 24 hours a day.
You know, we've got him craving for it right now.
Oh, yeah.
He's going to go right down to that big truck of his and fire one out.
He hadn't thought of it in a long time, but he's thinking about it now.
Yeah.
He's just drooling.
Right.
He's so excited about it. He's
watering.
He left the studio already.
Of course he did. He's got to get down there.
He's in there talking to Danny right now.
Nicotine addiction is kicking in.
Boy, when Dick Hicks' show is over, it's over, isn't it?
Boy.
You know what's funny is...
And he always leaves in a huff. Every time we do crosstalk with him, he leaves mad. Why is that?
Reiner came over to my desk and he goes, "Are you going to be out there for the mix?" I was like, "I don't know. Maybe I'll try to get out there." And he's like, "You need to get out there because we need to make Dick Hicks leave in a huff."
He just did. He came in here and flipped me off and left.
Well, he's good at flipping off.
God.
What did he flip you off for?
Because.
You didn't do anything, did you?
He hates the hard line.
Because he was convenient. That's the only representative of the hard line in the building. Is Danny.
Did he really flip you off? Come on, tell the truth.
He is pissed.
He's so easy.
God. No, well.
He left in a puff.
Well, what's he going to do?
All right,
I'm
here, buddy.
He's going to go to 7-Eleven. That's what he's going to do. That's right. Fire him up.
He's going to have a carton smoke by the time he gets to Euless.
Yeah, he's thinking about it.
Oh, yeah.
He wants it.
Yeah.
You know he wants it.
But we're encouraging him. We're no support group.
No. Hey, he was useful when he was smoking.
Exactly.
How useful is he now?
Totally useless.
Right.
So just like Corby. Puff that cigarette.
Corby was useful when he had long
smoke,
hair.
Smoke until you smoke yourself to death. Who did that song? Remember that? No Country song?
Was that... No, it wasn't Commander Cody, was it?
Who was that psycho? Who did Puff?
Puff that cigarette.
Smoke that cigarette.
I forgot who
did
it.
Puff it until you smoke yourself to death. That's it. That's a song.
It is.
Tell St. Peter at the Golden Gate. That's one of the lines in there.
It was one of those Western swing sounding things.
Yeah. God, music was so much better back then.
It was.
Well, anybody got any bright ideas here?
Well, it's time for break, isn't it?
Who cares?
Well, Friday, we're at Cape Buffalo.
Okay.
You know that clock?
Yeah.
F that clock.
All right, well.
Quote me on that. I'm Sweet Grego.
Yeah, normally we go to 12.
Yeah, I know.
13 or 14 or 15.
And that's highly illegal.
And you know what? Dick Hicks is throwing our whole show off today.
That's right.
The whole pace is going to be off.
That's right, because he left in a huff.
Right.
We can take some calls.
All right.
All right, let's take some calls.
Hello there. You were on the ticket.
You got a kid?
No.
No, we're not kidding you. Why would you think we're kidding?
Well, I'm not even listening to y'all right now, man.
Then why would you call in?
I was going to ask a question to Corby or somebody that was answering the phones. I wasn't anticipating.
Well, I'm answering.
Well, here's Corby. He's answering your call.
Yeah, Corby answers the phone so much.
Hi, the ticket. Go ahead. What's your question?
Oh, my gosh. Hey, I need some help, man. I'm like crashing and burning as far as finding a place to take the old lady out.
And you're calling me?
Of course, man.
Like I know?
Hey, I suggest listen, Texas land and cattle.
What happened down in the
You know
Bowl,
what the
man?
Hell I do for a living?
I distance from Valentine's Day. I disassociate myself with that holiday.
Are you listening to me, dude?
Yeah.
Texas land and cattle.
It is a made-up holiday that the card companies invented.
Okay, well, everyone in the North Texas area is booked solid till Sunday.
Wendy's.
Texas yep. land and cattle.
Taco Bell.
Drop Reiner's name. Tell me no Reiner, and I guarantee you'll get in.
So you tried to make reservations.
Tell them you know Greg on, they'll give it to you free.
Hey, do this. Seriously, dude, do this. Tell her, go, listen, I'm not going to, you know, follow the crowd and go to eat on Saturday night. I want to do something really special for you on Sunday. Then you can take her wherever you want.
Yeah, yeah.
And do something different, man. This is a time for working without a net.
Well, I was going to go to the top of Reunion Tower, but that's booked as well.
Are you married?
No.
Okay.
Take her to the lodge. She'll like that. Yeah.
Then don't do anything.
Oh, my God.
If you're not married, you're not obligated. Wow. What's she going to do, dump you?
She might.
Well, then you know what? She's not the only fish out there in the sea, dude. That's
there right. are a million.
Exactly. You're probably getting tired. How long have you been with her?
About 6 months.
Oh, it's bound to be getting old by now. Get rid of her. Get rid of her.
Oh, man. All right, guys. Stay hard. Right.
Play with it.
You check out those laughs.
Wow. We struck gold there, didn't we? One more?
One more.
Hi there, you're on the ticket.
Hey, I just wanted to let y'all know that smoke your cigarette was Commander Cody in the Lost Planet Airmen.
Oh, it was?
Yeah.
I'll be damned.
Yeah, it absolutely was. In fact, I've probably still got an old original cassette floating around here if it has any oxide left on it.
Well, now, didn't they do Hot Rod Lincoln, too?
Absolutely. Oh, hey, Mike, Scott Hatfield. Yeah, they did.
Oh, hey, Scooter, how you doing?
I'm hanging in there. Yeah, they did. I've got that cassette.
Who the hell did you think you were talking to?
Well, I thought it was one of the guys in the production room.
No, we punched you right up, Scooter. We knew it was you.
Okay, well, hey, Greg. Yeah, it was Commander Cody, and if you want me to bring you something out there to Cape Buffalo, I will.
I don't like him that much. Don't bother.
Yeah, but, you know, when you were young running around in a 67 Mustang, it was kind of fun.
Didn't have one.
That's right.
You guys have a good day.
Okay.
Wow.
Let's take a
break.
All
right, we've got three good laughs and a drop.
Let's take a break and take more calls next.
Let's just take calls all day today.
That's fine with me.
All right, 312 on the ticket.